I never would have guessed that it would happen to me. By it, I mean four strokes and an aneurysm all at once. I lived an amazing life as an industrial painter. I took pride in my work and came home to my beautiful red-headed wife and three children each day. I was a father, husband, son, co-worker, and provider. On New Year's Day in 2006, the life I knew turned upside down. New Year's is certainly about change. That change in my life meant learning how to do essentially everything all over again. I don't remember much, but from what I am told, I suddenly had an onset of bizarre symptoms while working on my Dodge Dakota in the driveway at my house in Colorado. My wife Sherry knew something was wrong. I was transported to North Suburban Medical Hospital where everyone learned I had four strokes and an aneurysm, then was flown on Flight for Life to Swedish Hospital. My wife was told there was little chance of my survival, and in the case that I did survive, my quality of life would be compared to a vegetable. If you had told me that I would have this severe injury and survived it years ago, I would have never believed you. After being admitted to Swedish Hospital, I was on life support for a month in the intensive care unit. Over the next several years, I had to learn how to walk, talk, read, write, communicate, eat, swallow, and everything in between all over again. I felt completely lost and admittedly don't remember much of my recovery for the first 4 to 5 years. There were stages I went through in this time that were difficult and strange. Some of the stages included hallucinations, food and drinks exhibiting a mud-like taste, a feeling of constant motion as if being on a moving bus, balance and coordination problems that made me walk on my tippy toes, stunted hair growth, agnosia, disorientation, and a disrupted sleep schedule. However, in that time, I made huge strides such as getting out of my wheelchair, remembering family and friends again, being able to hold a conversation, and many other things. I am still working on learning basic skills each and every day, such as improving my memory, learning how to socialize appropriately, navigating the grocery store, decreasing impulsive behaviors, etc. What has helped me the most has been God, my family, independent living skills trainers, Dr. Duri Singh, and a day program. You really have to get to a point where you can accept help from everyone. This doesn't take away from your unique abilities and attributes. You still have so much to give to the world and other survivors. Since I have been so accepting of care and advice, here's mine to all of you who have sustained a TBI. Give it to God. Interact and make connections with other brain injury survivors, we can help one another. Never stop sharing your story. Pick up hobbies that keep your mind occupied, such as fishing. Stay humorous, tell jokes and never take life too seriously. Ask loved ones and caregivers to remind you of your progress. Stay proactive with your health. Always have goals to accomplish. Exercise at least once per week. Challenge yourself to cognitive activities. Have something to take care of such as a plant, an animal, etc. Get some sunshine. Brain injuries come in many forms. Regardless of the cause, we all experience loss and changes. You can't change the circumstance, but you can change your attitude. Brain injuries are hard to describe, but I like to think of them as a chance for a new life, a time to start over. When life is slowed down, you learn to love deeper, find inventive ways to do things, and find beauty in the details. Life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get, Forrest Gump. Sometimes your chocolate is a brain injury. More about Jeff Willis. Jeff was born in Pineville, Louisiana. Throughout his life, he has lived in several states, including Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, and Colorado. He has worked several jobs including fishing on an oyster boat, selling car parts for Chevrolet, and painting for an industrial painting company. Jeff sustained his brain injury in Colorado where he was treated and continuously participates in rehabilitation.